Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Data Retrieval Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Analysis Techniques in the Data Analytics for Aspiring Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore techniques for efficient data retrieval, how to use join operations in SQL, and an introduction to subqueries and aggregations. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply basic data retrieval techniques to extract insights from databases, enhancing your analytical capabilities. Main content techniques for efficient data retrieval. Efficient data retrieval is a critical skill for anyone working with data. This involves not just pulling data from a database, but doing so in a way that minimizes time and resource consumption. The following techniques can enhance your data retrieval efficiency. Indexing. Indexes are special data structures that improve the speed of data retrieval operations on a database table. Think of it as a book's index that allows you to find information without reading the entire book. When properly implemented, indexes can drastically reduce query execution time. Query optimization. Writing optimized queries is essential. This involves using appropriate clauses, selecting only the necessary columns instead of using select, and filtering data using WHERE clauses to limit the result set. Batch processing. Instead of retrieving data row by row, batch processing allows you to fetch multiple rows at once. This reduces the number of calls made to the database and can significantly speed up data retrieval. Avoiding redundant queries. If you find yourself running the same query multiple times, consider caching the results or storing them in a temporary table for repeated access. This can save time and server load. Using appropriate data types, selecting the correct data type for your columns can significantly improve performance. For example, using an integer type for numeric data instead of a string can lead to faster comparisons and calculations. Using join operations in SQL. Join operations are pivotal for combining data from multiple tables in a database based on a related column. Understanding how to use joins effectively can help you extract meaningful insights from relational databases. Inner join. This retrieves records that have matching values in both tables. For example, if you have a table of customers and a table of orders, an inner join can show you all customers who have placed an order. Left join, or left outer join. This retrieves all records from the left table and the matched records from the right table. If there's no match, null values will be shown for columns from the right table. This is useful when you want to see all customers, regardless of whether they have placed an order. Right join, or right outer join. This is the opposite of left join. It retrieves all records from the right table and matched records from the left table. Full join, or full outer join. This combines the results of both left and right join, providing all records from both tables, with nulls where there are no matches. Cross join. This is used to combine all records from both tables, resulting in a Cartesian product. For instance, if you have 3 customers and 2 orders, a cross join will produce 6 combinations. This is less common but can be useful in specific analytical scenarios. Using these join operations can help you connect data points that, when combined, provide deeper insights into your business operations. Introduction to subqueries and aggregations. Subqueries and aggregations are powerful tools that allow you to perform complex data retrieval tasks. Subqueries. A subquery is a query nested inside another query. It can be used in select, insert, update, or delete statements. For instance, if you want to find customers who have spent more than the average amount, you can use a subquery to first calculate the average and then filter customers based on that average. Example, aggregations. These functions perform a calculation on a set of values and return a single value. Common aggregation functions include count, sum, AVG, MIN, and max. For example, if you want to know the total sales from orders, you could use the SUM function. Example, group by clause. When using aggregation functions, you often want to group your data by certain criteria. The group by clause allows you to specify the columns to group by, enabling aggregate functions to be applied to each group. For example, if you want to find the total sales per customer, you would group by the customer ID. Example, by combining subqueries, aggregation, and grouping, you can derive valuable insights and make informed business decisions. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered essential data retrieval techniques, including indexing, query optimization, and batch processing. We explored how to effectively use join operations in SQL to combine data from multiple tables and examined subqueries and aggregations as powerful tools for extracting insights. By mastering these techniques, you can significantly enhance your ability to analyze and interpret data, paving the way for data-driven decision-making in your organization. Reflection questions: how can indexing improve the efficiency of your data retrieval processes? In what scenarios would you prefer a left join over an inner join? Reflect on a situation where a subquery could simplify your data retrieval tasks.